Johnny's ability and leadership. You've seen him last year with his club, what he can give you inside. But it's a short term, it's a short term solution, Paul. I think there's other players out there that's more long term in terms of development, that they need to have a look at, in my opinion, and that's just my opinion. So look, I get it. At the end of the day, lads are judging the results at senior level, inter-county level. Johnny will add something to the group, definitely. But obviously, look, long term for me, it's only a short term solution.
The Maroon and White Pod brought to you by CityLink. For bookings, timetables, updates and any other information, head to citylink.ie. Delighted to be joined by Jeff Linsky on this week's podcast to look back on Galway's victory over Dublin. And it's safe to say a lot happened in that game, from Galway finishing with 12 men. But to get over the line, they retained their status for Division 1. And now it's looking forward to the All-Ireland champions coming to town at 1:15 this Saturday on the 16th of March, where Galway would face Limerick. Before we look back at Dublin game, Jeff, last week we recorded the podcast, came off the podcast and the news broke that Johnny Glynn was back in training with Galway, but he's not prepared to do official panel. Henry Shefflin said after the game yesterday that Johnny will be back in a few weeks training. First of all, what's your thoughts on the whole situation?
That looks ideal. Obviously, if you want to get a panel ready for a championship, you'd want them cleverly training together with the rest of the group that commence when they return to training in November. Obviously, Johnny's situation is a lot different because he lived in New York. He's obviously been, you know, keeping himself fit over the last while. But look, he hasn't played senior to county hurling since 2019, is it?
Yeah, the last game was the pair game in 19 when Dublin knocked us out.
Yeah, so like, you're just looking at it from the point of view of they don't win Saturday, they don't get to a league semi final, and then you're on to a Leinster campaign. So he's obviously going to need minutes there. Look, I get it from all sides in terms of Johnny's ability and leadership. You've seen him last year with his club, what he can give you inside. But it's a short term, it's a short term solution, Paul. I think there's other players out there that's more long term in terms of development, that they need to have a look at, in my opinion, and that's just my opinion. So look, I get it. At the end of the day, lads are judging the results at senior level, inter-county level. Johnny will add something to the group, definitely. But obviously, look, long term for me, it's only a short term solution.
How does Johnny Glynn keep his touch and everything going? Because he's going to be in New York for the next few weeks, then he's going to be back in training. But like, how do you keep a touch like that going if you want to return and play championship minutes?
Say he's obviously playing with one of the clubs over there. I presume there's a wall someplace, Paul, that he can puck a ball off, and I presume he's been training with the New York hurlers that won the junior championship there at Christmas. So I'm sure like he's keeping. But look, the intensity of what the lads are playing at, it's at a different level completely. And like, you can't, how many weeks would it take him to get him up to speed with that? Game time, he's going to need minutes. He's going to need championship minutes, really. But look, ultimately, he's won an All-Ireland with Galway. He will add something to the group. And look, if it works out, well and good. If it doesn't work out in terms of Galway winning something this year, obviously, there'll be questions asked.
Just a question that came in, is there a role for Johnny Glynn? There's a couple of different, I've heard a lot of people talking about the role Johnny Glynn will play. Is, if he is to be involved this year, is his role as a wing forward for that ball winner maybe that we don't have at the minute? Or is it nearly, you could say, on the edge of the square, just causing havoc?
Of course. Wing forward, under high ball, breaking it for the lads. First half yesterday on our own long puck, they struggled, especially on the breaking ball. But like that's the midfielder's job, really, you know, to get on that. Obviously inside, If you'd have set Connor inside at times, I think the lads are probably thinking the last 10, 15 minutes of games, if we win a Leinster, get us into a semi-final, then it's a different story, in terms of the link between the Leinster final. And look, I'm looking to crystal ball here and saying we're going to win Leinster, but it's a 3 or 4 week gap, Paul, isn't it, between that Leinster final and the semi-final. If we get there,
Yeah.
then it's a different thing completely for Johnny. But look, Johnny's forte is winning ball. Johnny's forte is his work rate. And then obviously, look, if you play Limerick again, is he a matchup for Kyle Hayes? Yeah, 100%. And then you can free Joseph up probably to go midfield. It just gives you a different dynamic completely in terms of matchups. And I'm comparing ourselves to Limerick. We get a really good indication on Saturday where we're at. And I suppose as we spoke out here, it's probably no harm that the group are with Aquilo and Doughty on Saturday, because it'll give another two or three players an exposure to that and what's required, and it'll give management indication where these lads are at also.
So on yesterday, Jeff, an 8-point victory over Dublin, Galway finished with 12 men. What do you take away from that game? Do you take away that it's a positive that I suppose there wasn't, say, a blip when we did go down to 12 men, that they were still able to hang on and get the victory?
Overall, I think in terms of the character and the resolve the group showed in the second half, I'd be fairly happy. In terms of that, how to handle losing Jack was unlucky. But Johnny Murphy is a ref. Johnny's going to punish you for two things. One is chopping on the hand if the ball is if you're in possession, and the second thing is any contact with the hit. With that, he tends to balance up the books, which he did. With the Ronan Hayes sending off. And I think once we manage that initial period of when we're down to 14 men, and then once it was obviously leveled with Ronan Hayes sending off, we got the next 10 scores. I thought Conor Cooney was exceptional the whole game, from freezing from play.
Just on that, is Conor Cooney the biggest positive so far?
I think Conor and Keenan, for me, Joseph's fitness levels, he lasted, was it 50, 55, 60 minutes. Fairly impressed with Joseph's attitude. Tom Allen at 11, grown into the role, 4 points from play. He's playing the role really, really well. Going in there, linking play, bringing players into position, lines are running. He's scored in 4 points, which is a huge return. But I think, well, the big area for us to improve is obviously your long puck out, and the quality of ball going into our inside forwards. I don't think it's good enough for the two lads. And I said part of the reason why Wheeler did what he did was frustration with the ball that was going in wasn't going quick enough. Chasing a one ball position in the first half, and it wasn't from a ball that he got. It was from a break that he popped back that we got a score from, So they're the two areas for me that we need to improve, is the long puck out and the quality of ball going inside to our forwards.
Just want to touch on those two specific areas of improvement. Just you touch on for Galway going into the Limerick game in a couple of minutes, but just yesterday on Johnny Murphy's performance, Galway finished with three reds, and I don't think many people will allow you maybe dies because he was high and Conor Whelan. It was just pure frustration. You see, Ronan Hayes gets dismissed as well, and Jack Grealish. But in saying this, Johnny Murphy hands out 11 yellow cards. Do you think something needs to be done when you're seeing, I suppose it was referenced yesterday that there was no flow to the game. It was described that it was a strange game. Does something need to be done here when you look at maybe some referees' performances? Does it need to be reviewed more, do you feel?
Success or understand, Paul, with all the referees,
Yeah.
and I presume they're getting guidance, then from Croke Park, and obviously they were measured then in terms of what they're doing themselves. This time of year, always historically, it's always on the technical stuff that the referees have caught up with, and then once championship comes around, it all settles down again.
Do you think he was told yesterday to crack down on a couple of things?
I think the head contact, yeah, and the chopping on the hand in particular. But like, there's other stuff going on called the inside forwards. We experienced it at Fitzlevin as well, in particular. The umpires are there, but they're not protecting inside forwards. I stood behind the Town goal, observing what was going on with Connor in the first half, especially should have had a penalty. Just the grappling, which is fair enough, but it's rugby style tackling now. And Johnny's probably 40 yards away from the play, but he should be getting help by the umpires also. But that didn't come. I think he pulled Paddy Smith once for tugging and holding. So for me with the refs, this tends to always settle down once the championship starts.
Just on that, Henry Shefflin was very strong after the game yesterday. That he said Conor Whelan, he said he was in that position once as a player before, and it's just pure frustration. Do you mentioned there that it happened at Fitz, and it does seem to happen a lot to Conor Whelan, just I suppose given the specimen and the player he is, but he was strong saying that he's not being protected enough, and why aren't your inside forwards being protected enough?
I think it's because it's Conor himself and it's his conditioning, and that's credit to him over the last nearly 8, 9 years. The bigger guy tends to get less protection. The referees feel he's probably able to handle himself. But look, Johnny is usually good on that sort of thing. I was kind of surprised yesterday that, particularly with the ball that he won. He turned and took them on. There was definitely there was three grab backs, holding the hand, grabbing the arm, tugging him, wrapping the arm around. There wasn't just one thing really that the three defenders, it was a combination of three things. And I think what needs to happen is the forward needs to get more obviously protection, but also favored more then as well in certain situations like that. And look, with Johnny Glynn, if Johnny gets the game time during the championship, the same thing's going to happen to him. It happened in 2018 on Casey, at full back. Johnny was wrestled to grapple with on the catch and end. But look, what'll happen, Paul, guarantee you come championship. And I think Liam Gordon did a good job on Saturday night down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. It'll just let go. And I think some of the referees at the high end of it. At the high end of it, tend to kind of just get on with it and let it go because some referees then are obviously trying in line to get an Ireland final or semi-final, and they got to toe the line.
Just going back to the game yesterday in the first half, something you did mention, the Galway goal where Conor Cooney gives it across to Conor Whelan, that it was really good play. Is that something maybe we didn't see enough yesterday? Because that goal was worked really well.
It was Conor Cooney's, drive. He won the ball out near the sideline, drove at three defenders, broke the line inside the 45, ran hard, and gave a brilliant pass across to Conor. But them line breaks are few and far between for us. That new position for Conor as the kind of second 11 role will suit him because it'll give him freedom. And what it will allow then is to free up more space for whoever's going to be inside with Conor come championship. But I just think we're definitely missing a trick in terms of the quality of ball going inside for the lads and the movement and the timing of the movement in particular. The lads are making runs across the 14 and 21 into the 13 corner, coming back again. And then the ball's going into the 13 corner where they were, or they're going to the 15 corner. They've made the run. They come back into 14 again, and next minute the ball's in the 15 corner. So they're not in sync. They're not in line. Definitely, fair enough if they're continuously moving the whole time, that's fine. But sometimes you're standing still and just holding, holding, holding. Because I do know in Limerick, when certain defenders get a ball, the lads know on the inside line where it's going to be going, and I think we need that team cohesion to improve definitely.
Is that being too slow to deliver it?
Well, it's the quality of the player that has possession of the ball. That's the key thing. If the quality of the player has possession of the ball, is able to deliver a 50 or 60 yard stick pass on the outside shoulder, hitting grass, definitely. But if You could see the frustration with Jason, particularly coming off yesterday. And I know Jason gets a big backlash, but like for me yesterday, they didn't get ball. You know, as I said to you, off air, first 10 minutes, there was no ball getting in. And by half time, it was probably in around five or six balls went inside, but it was all high balls in the air. And I was looking at the quality of ball that the open forwards were getting, particularly Keane O'Sullivan, the first 20 minutes, and was chalk and cheese. So that's something the lads have to rectify themselves in training.
How do you rectify that in training?
It's repetition, it's reps. It's hard work, and it's getting everyone in sync in terms of the movement, especially. Like the, obviously the lads, the two inside are holding length in the pitch, but then the lads they have to work with distributions on. They Park got caught a few times yesterday, hitting stick passes out that were intercepted. So they just have to be mindful and more careful with the ball. It's taking its way on the 45. But ultimately, it's about getting the ball, working the ball higher up the pitch and delivering in because most teams will play with. But Dublin didn't yesterday, no. They didn't play with a. Well, they did with Conor Burke. But I just think for our lads, Jack hit one ball in, Jack Grealish hit one ball in particular, kind of going, you know, that's not going to help Jason or Willow, even though they are between 50, 50 balls. But it's not their advantage.
So you mentioned there the delivery, you want to see an improvement there. One thing you mentioned, and I think it's nearly been like every guest that's been on the podcast this year, is our own puck out. So two things on that. Why are we struggling on our own puck out? And is it just coming back to maybe we don't like we have I'm not saying we don't have physicality in the full forward line, but we don't really have those, I suppose. Like if you look at the Limericks, the Hegartys, the Morrissey's, these ball winners and big men in the half forward line.
So apart from the size of Sir Gareth Hegarty, I'm sure we have Joseph and Conor Cooney. You know, you're not going to get any better than the two of them. Like Conor's stats in Club Hurling and Galway, in terms of his, you know, his ability to catch the ball and retain it, and Joseph the same way. For me, it's a numbers game always with the long puck out. And once the ball is poked into whatever zone they're going into, it's if you have a 4v4 or 3v4. You need to be in sync in terms of who's up and who's down and who's on the break in front and behind. So, like all the stats guys, I tell you, 70% of the puck out breaks in front. But yesterday, repeatedly in the first half, I think there was four, if not five, in a row that we lost on the break in front. So, who's not doing their job there? And that's the midfielders. That's their job for the break in front. If your wing backs are caught the eye up the pitch, you're in trouble then because there's an awful lot of space created. And instead of having, say, a good defensive line, you're now one of your wing backs are too high up the pitch and you're going to be exposed at the highest level. So like it is a work on for the lads. And I know myself, they're obviously working on this stuff in training, but are lads really tuned in? Do they really want to win? Do they really want to win that second phase of ball? Because if you win that ball high up, that high up the pitch, invariably Paul is going to lead to a score for you. But I just think our numbers on that, and I haven't taken a look at them yet because I've looked at the Tip game. I haven't looked at the Dublin game from last night because it's not up in the RT1s right yet. But I'll take a look at that tomorrow, so I'll see what the numbers are like. But it's one area for the last couple of years that it's letting us down badly. Now, you don't need to win a huge amount of points to them. If you break even 50-50, you're fine. But our stats on them, picking the first half yesterday, weren't good. Did it improve a small bit more in the second half? Possibly. But like what the one thing I will say is, apart from the results yesterday, I thought the group showed a huge amount of grit and resolve to dig that out yesterday. And particularly the last quarter where they outscored Dublin 10 points to one was a testament to them. But you could see Tom and Conor Cooney, David Burke got a brilliant score on the sideline. Keenan got a really good score, and the crowd got behind the team as well. But look, the acid test now is going to be on Saturday, I'm sure, when they look at the stats and review the game. The two big areas that's going to be need to improve over the next couple of weeks are the puck out and the quality of ball on the side of the lads.
Is this why Port Manning is playing four? Because I suppose everyone knows that every team's playing with two men inside full forward line, but is Port playing four to, I suppose, get on those short puck outs?
Himself looking at the first half yesterday, like he was culprit for 1-1, a ball that he got in hand that were intercepted. I don't know where Darren is at present. Sure, I'm presuming with Dahi out, you're probably looking at Pavard going back out to wing back and Darren going in the corner. Yeah, look, it depends who you're playing. Like Limerick the next day, Casey didn't score the last day. Aaron Gillan got a point. Donegal Dolly got three. And you're looking at the matchups on them and who's best suited to them guys. Fintan's matchup on Glenn would be interesting. Who's going to follow Peter Casey up? Because obviously he's doing the Graham McCahy role. So Park might be suited to that role the next day if you need someone with more pace around Fintan.
Just before we leave this game, you've mentioned their character Galway outscoring Dublin 10 points to 1. Is there anything else you've seen yesterday that you're impressed with?
I was like the level of the quality of scores that they got were really good. I think we had nine different scores. That's a really good spread of scores. But the one thing that I was kind of thinking about this morning was the discipline.
That a concern now?
Sure, look, they're down to 12 players, like
Yeah.
three gone. Jack was unlucky. Jack's second one, he went in for the hook. He went in for the hook, and instead of just leaving the hurl in, he waved it up the way, and he caught him at the back of the head. And Hayes made the most of it. With the other two, sure, look, that's just lost control, completely, And you that's look. Henry will start all that out this week with them, but you don't want that creeping into championship.
This weekend, so it's basically a league quarter final. It doesn't get any harder. Limerick coming to town. Before we even look at this game, what team could start, what to expect from this weekend? Is it important to beat Limerick, considering they've beaten us in the last two All-Ireland semi-finals? I think it's three All-Ireland semi-finals in 4 years they've beaten us. Is this one where Galway need to set the tone and get a result here, considering as well that it's been a very up and down league?
Focus on the performance first of all.
Yeah.
I think we need to get to a level of consistency in our play. If we get that and we're on, I suppose we're on the right road then in terms of the trajectory the team is going in. Look, Limerick will go and know Limerick well. They'll have a chat about matchups this week. Who's going to be marking who? That's fine, but who's going to impress their game plan on each other? And Limerick's system of play, obviously, compared to everybody else over the last 6, 7 years, is at a level that everybody else is trying to get to. So for me on Saturday, I'm not too worried about the result. I'm just going that the lads put in the shift and effort and don't back off. And then certain players will new to position in terms of Keenan. How he handles marking Keane Lynch when Keane goes into midfield. How is he going to solve that conundrum? Does Sean Lennon drop on him? Does Tom go into midfield then, picking up? I don't know who was midfield the last time against Tip. Sure, it wasn't. It
O'Donovan was injured. It
wasn't.
was
Was it
Willard
Murphy? Will O'Donoghue and Murphy? Was it Murphy? No.
Kurt Murphy, come on.
Will
I'll
Murphy come on? Well, look, whatever. It's every one of their players plays. They understand how they're playing. The
yeah,
Colin
I
Neil
know, but
thing,
Murphy
yeah,
started. He was a late change.
yeah. And then the Colin Neil project, they're getting very excited about down there. And I don't think O'Neill is obviously is brilliant going forward. Don't get me wrong. Got turned over a few times the last City decision making with the ball. Is it
You don't
not
know.
worth?
I suppose you do. Kylie has referenced that Hannon and Finn are close, so it's hard to know
Yeah,
better in.
I think we'll get joy there if Tom is able to. If Tom goes into that zone, that middle third zone, and is getting the balls that he's getting off the half back line, we'll hurt them. But I will Murphy do as much work as Donovan? I doubt it. Will O'Donoghue tag Tom when he comes into that zone? Possibly. So that means Davis then is going to be really important too, is that he gets his hand on the ball and puts. You see, if you get David Burke on the ball, he'll get better quality ball inside of him. It's guaranteed.
Is that what we didn't do yesterday?
No, it didn't happen enough for me. And the lads look, the white count wouldn't have been high, but then again, we didn't strike, especially when they're in that zone there between the 265s, where that ball's going to be really, really good now. There was two on two on at times, and they didn't get it. If David gets that ball, I guarantee you, it will be to the right inside to Wheelo or to Beano, whoever's in there. Cahill is back as well, but if you look at Limerick now on Saturday, their finishing bench in particular all made a huge contribution. They all scored. I know Tom Morrissey made two boo-boos for the 1-1 he coughed up, but they all contributed. And I mean, it's got a point. Graham McKay got a point. They all scored when they came on, so that's another part of the situation in terms of game management on Saturday.
Just when you mentioned about its performance first this weekend, it's still crucial though to get close this weekend.
Yeah, look, tip were close first half,
Yeah.
but I do think Limerick's conditioning compared to everybody else at a different level. And I think that's where we're falling short last year in particular. When we got to the fourth quarter in particular, we couldn't sustain what we had done in the first half. And they wore us down completely. And then we had a complete malfunction in terms of puckouts. And wasn't until Tom came on then, I think with 10, 12 minutes to go, where Tom was coming deep looking for balls, and then we started linking play, and then we got a few scores out of that. But
Yeah,
yeah, look.
particularly that second half last year, we got crucified
Yeah,
on
look,
puckout.
but we're not the only team,
Yeah.
we're not the only team. I think Henry will be, not that he's on up for every game, but I think this one in particular on Saturday, he will want to put some sort of stamp down with his own lads to see where they're at. They put in a savage winter's work now, and you need to see shoots of, hunger and desire and passion. There's going to be a huge crowd in for this on Saturday.
Yeah.
They're going to need to give the Galway crowd something, like
Is
last
this
year.
just big? Because if you get a result here, there's a bit of momentum behind you.
Yeah, 100%. And the Galway Hurling public are really, really good. If you can give them something to latch on to, they'll come. But it's Limerick, All-Ireland
Yeah.
champions, coming to Pearse Stadium. And I know from last year, we're all disappointed when we lose All-Ireland semi-finals. You're 8, 9, winter's long, and you're thinking, what would I do differently? This is opportunity now on Saturday in particular to kind of put the marker down for the group in particular.
And obviously it is only Limerick. It's a league quarter final. So with that, like you there's a high chance Galway will meet them later on in the year, where a lot more important. But just to get a result here and even get another game after this, like it's big for the group.
Yeah, look. The tip result was disappointing. We created opportunities in particular, in the second half. We got ourselves back into the game. We didn't convert, but at least the effort was there from the group. They were trying to do the right thing. You're looking for a quality of a play to improve greatly from that game. And I did think yesterday at times the quality of a play was a lot better than it was against Tip, but then our conversion rate was a lot higher as well. Connor converted all the frees. We had 9 different scores on the pitch. But I think the missing link for us is getting better ball inside for the lads, because if you can get it in there, you're going to create more goal chances, definitely for the group and for the team, because they're going to need. Like Tip got 3 goals the last day. They'll be smart, and Limerick will be smart from that. Particularly the 2 turnovers will drive Connacht and Clyde in particular, nuts and training this week in terms of how they coughed up them scores. But you can hurt them. You can definitely hurt this Limerick backline, if you can get at them. If you can get at Conor Coughlin and turn him the wrong way, Jeremy Burns the same way, but you need speed. And that's where, like, you love to have a Kevin Cooney, but you're not going to have him probably for the year. Jamie Ryan didn't get game time yesterday. Beno's is there. If you look at the goal we got in the first half in particular, Conor Mannion's goal, brilliant goal that we got, it was that. Once you break in past 45, you run hard at them. So like the, it's to get it to a level of performance, Paul, that we haven't got all year yet. The next day. It's to get a consistency across all the areas of our game, our puckouts, our work rate, our conversion, ball inside, turning them over high up the pitch. If we can work, get all them parts up to a really, really high consistent level, I'd be happy with that on Saturday.
There are a lot of conundrums done now when it comes to this team. Just on that with Doherty and Conor Whelan, obviously both get straight reds, but they miss. Do you think the county board are going to appeal either of those red cards or just take it on the chin?
There's one. Doherty's one. Doherty's one. Yeah, like Anthony Daly was saying on his podcast this morning with the lads that look, there was a bit of verbals going on between Brumley and Doherty. Yeah, look, you do what you have to do, but if that was like it was the 74th, 75th minute, like there was no need for it. And but like at the end of the day, Doherty's never done anything like that. And Connor has never done anything like that,
Yes.
and they're human beings, and we all make mistakes. So thanks be to God, it's not a championship match where we're going into an Ireland semi-final or an Ulster final and this happens. It's a lesson learned, really.
So, just I suppose on a maybe predicted starting 15 for the weekend. So, just on, I suppose, yesterday's team that started. Who are you bringing in to the starting 15?
Subs that he brought in, sure. Frank Cannon was the first forward sub on.
Yeah.
Ronan Glennon was next on.
Conor Mannion then, probably two now.
And Conor Mannion then, yeah. So you're looking at them three, possibly. And then Evan will come into the equation as well.
Darren could come back in the corner.
And Darren will go back in the corner. But he wasn't, was he listed yesterday?
Wasn't listed now yesterday.
And
Was.
Liam Collins wasn't listed either. Liam Collins, another one I'd be thinking about that we could use. But look, I'd say, look, obviously, Paul, it's going to be if Darren is fit, Darren goes into the corner, Mark Mannion goes to wing back. And then it's do you stick with the same midfield, possibly? Or do you hold David for the last 20 minutes, start rolling, or put in Cahill in there? I'd rather put Cahill in there and hold Dave the last 20 minutes. And then your half hour line, you're not going to change that. And then like Beano needs minutes. Beano needs minutes. Looking at him yesterday. He needs minutes. And
Is it
it's.
Beano and Evan Nyland and Gavin Lee Roman or
Look, it'll be Beano inside. That's where he likes, or out in the wing. So, like, you could have Beano inside. Will he go with Jason again? I don't know. Does he deserve another chance? I felt for him yesterday because I could, you could see, witness what was going on. He was frustrated figure. So, like, then after that, it's Beano. You're not going to have Evan inside. You could obviously bring him out. Put Connor inside. You could have Beano and Connor inside, and bring in Evan out, and they can interchange. You could also put Conor Mannion inside. Like Gavin has got 2 points yesterday. He's developing well this year. Even rose up to college. He's had a good year, and he's on an upward curve.
What's he done differently?
Obviously, look, people have said his condition has improved, confidence level is up, has worked really hard, got really consistent for us during the league in terms of his level of performance. Was one of our lead players all year, scored in 2, 3, 4 points per game. So It's like getting with these lads, Paul. It's confidence and game time. So his confidence levels are up. Someone I'd like to see back in the picture again, that probably would be Felix Tiernan Killeen, just in terms of that distribution side of it, because he will give quality ball inside it to the forwards. But with Gavin, it's a confidence thing, no matter what it is with any development player coming through.
You mentioned Liam Collins too. We haven't really seen him a lot in the league this year. I think he was on one of the panels, was it? I think this year for one of the league games. Are you disappointed from having worked with Liam Collins? You know the talent he has. He's really placed an emphasis, was the word this year on the street, on, I suppose, building that physicality and muscle. Are you disappointed that he hasn't seen a lot of game time this year for Galway?
Been injured, Paul. It's Lean's fault. He'd a bit of a hip injury. We only got him back for the last game against UL. Came on for 20 minutes, did well. So obviously, just something that's happened since. That was whatever 2.5, 3 weeks ago. So obviously, something has happened since with Lean's recovery. But he's Lean's a summer hurler. It wouldn't be nonplussed if he didn't see much game time during the league. Now he's going to be championship player. As will Declan McLaughlin as well, and these are up and coming players. Like I'm looking at Clare there now, late yesterday, especially like you're looking at the players that they're bringing through there: Smith, the inside line, King Galvin, Di Lohan, Lean from Carrigfinn, and they're bringing an awful lot of lads through. They're obviously doing an awful lot right with their S&C and their development system, and look. I see these lads the whole time through colleges, so you see where they're at. And fits is important for them in terms of game time and exposure. And if they're not seeing game time with the seniors, that they're back in with us, and it's a kind of perfect storm there for a couple of weeks. But look, yeah, look, Liam is definitely one that I was hoping that would definitely be thereabouts getting more game time even with us and with Galway, but it just didn't happen for him yet. But it's look, we're still only in March, and the most important thing for Liam is back on the pitch come Leinster Championship.
So just a couple of key matchups then on Saturday. Does Joseph Cooney man mark Jim Burns on Saturday?
American Bush, he plays his own
Yeah.
game. At the end of the day, like you have to get your own game right, first of all. Like Jeremy Burns, when he plays his own game, he's going to go zoning. He'll follow you so far up and he'll stop and they'll keep their back line in sync. It's getting that ball to our two wing forwards that are able to build play or use it well. I think Tom, there'll be a good match with McCall O'Neill, but sure, Limerick will change this now as well on Saturday. The other wing, then you have Gavin. The far side and Colin Coughlin. Yeah, okay. I that'd be okay as well. I'd be happy with that if it's Ireland. The full back line then. Mike Casey got a point the last day, so you're looking at your like Whelan is a big one for them to close down. So like you're probably need to go with Brian Cannon or Jason or Conor Cooney or even the kind of four there that can put that on the inside line with one of them dropping out. So Barry Nash obviously played Saturday night, didn't he?
Barry Nash didn't. It was
Didn't.
Fergal O'Connor, Dan Morrissey, Mike Casey.
Yeah, like that's
Oh, he wasn't. Barry Nash wasn't mentioned as an injury, so he could easily be back on Saturday.
Yeah, so like you're talking about like multiple All-Ireland winners, so like
Yep.
matchups is one thing, but I think going into this game in particular, it's about getting ourselves right. What tends to happen is it's the Queen Inch conundrum, is the one. What you do there in terms of do you press? And what you could do is do what Clare have done for the last couple of years and go full press on them and go man on them. And really hurt them on restarts. If you can get enough heat on them out the pitch when it goes wide, they tend to be a small bit disjointed, and get that puck out quick, you can hurt them. and clear than that for the last couple of years, in particular.
Is
Not
the
to not allow them get the short puck out and be able to build it. But our tackling needs to be at a really high level in order for that to happen.
Is that the best chance we have of winning to do that off a full court press?
Yeah, look, tip, Breen McGregor caught no man's land, you see, on Saturday night, and then he was whipped off. And then Paddy Cadell dropped in on Keane Lynch, you know. So then, we don't know who's in free, or Murphy's in free, you know. And they're going to hurt you, you know. They're all quality stick men. So when you free up somebody for them, they're going to find a spare man. So like, yeah, look, Aaron Gillan didn't fire on Saturday night. Casey didn't fire. Donegal Dolly did. He got 3 points. So, what do you do? You know, you've a free shot at this, Paul, for Saturday. Do you copy what Clare have been doing for the last 2 or 3 years and see what happens? And I'd be that would interest me definitely. Yeah, in terms of going after them, you know, that's really sends a statement down to them. But then you're trusting your back three in particular to hold the Limerick sideline.
You mentioned it earlier on. Is it? Do you put Fintan on Aaron Gillan and then Keenan Vahey on Keane Lynch if you're in that situation there? Because they're obviously the two in the forwards the Aftermath rank, I suppose. But two we haven't mentioned then, it's probably Aftermath rank as well as Tom Morrissey and Carrick Hegarty.
Glenn last year, didn't he? The semi final.
Was it not
Dahi.
Garage Mac? Do you remember Gillan caught the ball above him?
No, that Dahi ended up back there when Glenn caught it over his head.
Oh yeah. Oh
Look,
yes, because Mac went out, yeah.
yeah, but look, for me, with this the next day, you're going to have to blood Keenan and Fintan. You know, Fintan has done enough over the last couple of years to kind of trust him and say, here. This is a good string to your bow, no offense, and go after this one. But he will need a bit of help from the lads also. You know, particularly with the quality of the ball that comes in from out the field. So that's the middle third job in particular to kind of spoil that as much as possible. Jack picking up Casey, he's used to marking him. He could follow him out definitely. And then you depart then on O'Donnell.
They could decide to bring Seamus Flanagan into for someone to hold it up, particularly if it's going to be a bad day in Pierce Stadium.
Yeah, the weather's okay for the weekend, I
Oh,
think, is it?
okay.
I think the weather's not too bad. Per stadium weather, yeah. You know, so, you don't know which way it's going to go. But look, yeah, look, the matchup's fine, but it's pressing upon the group in terms of performance that shows the group and shows everybody within the county that the team is improving and developing. And that's what I'm going out there to look at, as well as support the lads. It's just to see that we're improving, that we're getting ready for championship. That's the most important thing. It's a step. It's obviously going to be a fork in the road in terms of where we're at, definitely. You know, like last year, we were all getting excited, particularly the first half, you know, and few small things changed before halftime. We lost momentum. I think it's to make sure we you know, manage the game, learn from what happened last year in particular, and see where we're at then as well from not only a hurling point of view, but a fitness point of view and a conditional point of view. You know, there's been a lot being said about Johnny. I know how hard the lads have worked since November because there was 9 of them with us, so I know what type of work they were doing. So let's see where they're at on Saturday.
And just before we do finish, how do you see it going on Saturday?
As you should look, obviously, the Limerick are going to be bookies' favourites, like, you know. It's, you know, if you're judging it on form now, you'd say obviously Limerick, a Limerick win. And with Doughty and Wheelabout as well, you know, that's you're probably down. Wheelabout gives you probably 3, 4, 5 points per game, so someone needs to step up there and bridge that gap. Needs a handful for that inside line. If we can retain ball inside, we're going to have a great chance. But if we can't retain ball inside, or the quality of ball is not there, or the ball's not even going in there in the first place, they're going to put enough heat on us in the middle third, like the ferocity of the tackling on Saturday night between Tip and Limerick. You know, it was enjoyable to watch it, to who's going to win the arm wrestle, and invariably Limerick won out. So, look, yeah, I'm just looking for performance from the lads. See where they are come championship time, and if we get a win, I'd be delighted.
So let's Galway and Limerick, 1:15 on Saturday in Pier Stadium. That's all we do have time for on today's podcast. Thanks to Jeff for coming on.
Johnny's ability and leadership, you've seen him last year with his club, what he can give you inside. But it's a short term, it's a short term solution, Paul. I think there's other players out there that's more long term in terms of development, that they need to have a look at, in my opinion, and that's just my opinion. So look, I get it. At the end of the day, lads are judging the results at senior level, inter-county level. Johnny will add something to the group, definitely. But obviously, look, long term for me, it's only a short term solution.